Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Tim, always happy to have you join us. What's the panic level like for the Ravens right now as they head into October, staring at 1-3?
It's definitely very high. What we in these past couple of weeks have been really alarming. And I know I was on with you last week, Carrington, and I was telling you about how bad the defense was looking, and we know that the Chiefs offense had been struggling heading into that game. Well, it looked like the 2018 Chiefs offense against that Ravens defense. That's how bad it was, and now you're starting to see the injuries pile up, and the Ravens lost Quan Smith, Ronnie Stanley, Marlon Humphrey, Nate Wiggins, and of course Lamar Jackson in that game alone. Nnamdi Matabike, he pulled out for the season due to a neck injury, and who knows, it sounds like that could be a possible career-ending situation, and their entire defensive line is out. It is a complete mess in Baltimore.
I felt like Lamar had quit at the end of the Chiefs and Ravens game. Did you get that vibe? Now, do you think some of the conversation around that is quelled by the fact of he could potentially miss this game and more?
I thought that was a weird narrative, to be honest. I just think that that would go against everything about Lamar Jackson and the type of competitor that he is. And look, we talked about this last week, too. We know that the Chiefs absolutely have the Ravens' number. Heading into that game, they're 1-5, and the Ravens didn't want to fall to 1-3, and the offense was really struggling in that football game. For Lamar to remove him when things were getting ugly, I never bought that. I never bought that at all. I thought that it would be an injury that would at least keep him this week against the Texans, but with the Ravens' bye week looming, they play the Texans, then they host the Rams, and then their bye week. I don't think we see Lamar Jackson until after the bye week at the earliest. You're going to play it as safe as possible with him.
Right now, we're talking to Tim Barbalace, who covers the Ravens. It would appear that Lamar Jackson is not going to play in week 5 and could potentially miss some more time this season. The comparison that I made, Tim, for this Ravens team is they feel a lot like San Francisco from last year. You remember Christian McCaffrey missed some time. Trent Williams missed some time. Brandon Ayuk had a significant injury. And that was a team that went from going to the Super Bowl to missing the postseason. There's certainly a lot of time. I don't want to completely kick dirt on this Ravens team, but just very little has gone right for them so far in the first month of the season.
Well, I agree with what you're saying, but I would also say that this was a healthy team week 1 against Buffalo. This defense hasn't been good at all. The offense, that was their performance by far of the season. Lamar Jackson's worst performance by far of the season against Kansas City. But the injuries are...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. and T's apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Pile up now. To me, I don't know if this team has really recovered from that collapse in Buffalo. And I know it's, you could say, butterfly effect of it. If they ended up hanging on to win that game, I wonder how different this looks. And now the injuries are piling up, like you're saying. But also, it's just weird right now, man. Paul had his typical Monday press conference yesterday, and he was taking shot after shot after shot at Todd Monken, the Ravens offensive coordinator, which was very shocking for me because John Harbaugh, he's been here since 2000. I can't recall him ever lashing out that much at an assistant coach. And the offense is far from the biggest issue on this football team, although there were some questionable play calling for sure. But it's the defense is on fire. But he was taken up for Zach Orr and taken up for his defense. But Todd Monken was under fire by the head coach.
Tim, aside from the long run by Justice Hill, this Ravens team was not going to run for 100 yards for the third consecutive game. Derrick Henry only got 8 carries in this game. He hasn't been super effective since week one. It sounds crazy to even ask this question, but what happened to the run game for the Ravens? That has been their calling card, their bread and butter these last handful of seasons. They've gone away from that these last 3 weeks.
Yeah, I think there's multiple directions you can go in this one. A lot of fans are upset at the fact that they went away from Derrick Henry in that Kansas City game. And I think they did. And Henry had that big run on their first drive, which resulted in a touchdown. But they went away from him. And there were multiple third down situations in short, fourth and short, where Derrick Henry isn't on the field, which is a huge, huge head scratcher. And then the game got away from him. And Henry's not out there in passing situations. That's more Justice Hill because he's a better pass blocker. But even prior to that game, they really struggled against the Browns. That was the lowest rushing output of the Lamar Jackson era in week two. And then, of course, Detroit just ran them over. I think it's the offensive line. The offensive line is absolutely regressed from last year. It's 4 out of the 5 same starters. Now Ronnie Stanley is hurt, and that further compromises the O-line. But they're not getting much push. I think Derrick Henry has looked tentative at times, kind of tiptoeing a little too much in the backfield. But it's just a lot wrong right now. This Ravens team really looks unrecognizable to start the year.
Right now, we're talking to Tim Barbalays for a few more minutes here. Tim, I'll put you on the spot. Do you have the Ravens making the postseason? If you could look into the future, do you think they are playing in January?
I could give you a much better answer after this week. I would tell you, character, Sunday's a must win. It's a must win, and Lamar's not going to play. You welcome the Texans to town. The Texans, they just had their first win against a really bad Titans team, but that's a team that traditionally the Ravens have owned. They need to lean into the ground game, lean into winning time of possession, and just find any way to win that football game, because if you lose that one, then the Rams come to town, and you're staring 1-5 in the face. And if you start 1-5, it's pretty much over at that point. The only glimmer of hope that I would say for Ravens fans is the AFC North is not any good. Cincinnati, that was an embarrassment last night on Monday Night Football. Zach Taylor might get fired after that performance. I don't know if he makes the entire season. And Pittsburgh, I'm still not really all that impressed with them. Their schedule's really soft in the beginning, and then it gets really tough in the second half, much like last year. So it wouldn't surprise me if Pittsburgh fades in the second half again. And conversely, if the Ravens can get to the bye week, their schedule does lighten up a lot after that point. But Sunday is a must win for me, man. If you lose Sunday, this thing could really, really snowball.
I'll get you out of here with this, and this is probably a premature thought, but I'll ask it anyway. I remember Andy Reid's last year in Philadelphia. He had all the success in the world. They went 4-12, and it was just time for the Eagles to move in a different direction. Could you see any scenario that that's the case? Let's say that this season completely goes off the rails for the Baltimore Ravens and they win 6 games this year. All the injuries just pile off. Do you think that would give the Ravens front office, that would give the ownership kind of the, hey, we've tried this for 15 years, Lamar's getting closer to 30, it's time for us to move in a different direction? Or is that an early season overreaction?
I'm definitely on the record going back to last week, and last week I felt much better about their postseason chances than now. But I said, if the Ravens miss the playoffs, and especially if it's a 6-win season where they're not close going in with that scenario, I don't know how John Harbaugh is here in 2026. I really don't. And that's with all due respect to everything he's accomplished, and it's been a hell of a run here in Baltimore going back to 2008. But at some point, there needs to be a change. And this team went in with such high expectations this year. The roster was loaded, so everyone thought, you know, best roster in football, best roster in the Lamar Jackson era, where if they fell flat on their face, injuries or no injuries, I think it would be very, very tough for John to have his job in 2026.
That is our guy, Tim Barbalace, joining us on the show. He does fantastic work for 105.7 The Fan out in Baltimore. It would appear that Lamar Jackson is going to miss Week 5. It would also appear that he could miss a little bit of time for the Ravens. What does that mean for their playoff chances? They got a very important game against the defending AFC South champion, Houston Texans. It feels like whichever team loses that game, they need to get ready for the NFL draft. Tim, great stuff as always, man. We'll catch up with you down the line.
You got it, Carrington.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.